Queen's ending their term today, it won't be the normal tearful goodbyes for pupils and their friends and the thank yous, of course, to the teachers and colleagues. But King's College in Guildford is giving all their students the unique opportunity to have one more face-to-face lesson today before the term ends. Year 8s and 9s will get to see their friends and teachers before they break for the summer. The school says it will help support the students' well-being and academic progress. Joining me this morning is the principal of King's College in Guildford, Alistair McKenzie, and student Annabelle. Let's start off then with Sir. Let's start off with Mr. McKenzie. Very good morning to you.
Good morning, Leslie.
Hello. So talk me through this idea. What was the thinking behind it?
Well, I suppose we're really conscious of just how long students have been out of school. So we thought, with appropriate social distancing, with really organising how students are coming in, so we're keeping students separate, we thought we could get students in a chance to see their teachers, a chance to catch up a little bit with some of their friends, and a chance to just make sure that they're feeling that connectedness with school. Because we've done lots of remote provision, but it is very different, obviously, when you're in a room with people teaching and when you're in a room with, you know, friends learning. So, we just thought it was a great opportunity to do.
Yeah, and so just to be clear, these are students who haven't been able to come back this term at all.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, we've been open all the way through for students of key workers and some of our vulnerable students. But this is an extra special day. We've also had Year 10, obviously, back for some time now. This is just a bonus, really, for some of our students before the summer hits.
Yeah, and how do the teachers feel about it?
Oh, they're delighted. Teachers love teaching. Teachers love nothing more than being in front of children. And they've done, you know, great jobs with the remote provision, but it's not quite the same as seeing students' responses to their learning and being able to change and engage exactly what it is that you need to be teaching at any point in order to try and help students make progress.
Now, I remember my last day of terms at school, and they were filled with not a lot of learning. I must admit.
All changed now. It's all changed.
I should hope so. But is it more of a case of actually it's as much the kind of the interaction and the social side of things as it is about actually, you know, giving them any hard facts, as it were?
Yeah, I mean, we're still running. We'll run today an options subject for each of the children in Year 9 because they've started their courses remotely for GCSEs. But this will be the first time that they've sat in a room with the teachers that they'll have for the next couple of years. So they'll have proper lessons. But it is as well, just as much a part of it as just making sure that we can see children, see that they're okay, and work out anything that we need to do to try and help them when they come back to school in September.
Yeah, well, hang on in there, Alan. Oh, sorry, I've got to call you Mr. McKenzie. I can never call teachers by their first name. Hang on in there, Mr. McKenzie, and we'll bring in Annabelle, one of the students. Morning to you, Annabelle.
Morning.
Hello. So, I mean, Mr. McKenzie is well jazzed for this. He thinks this is a great idea. Hattie, are you as excited?
Yeah, I'm as excited because when I was at home for the first bit of lockdown doing work, I struggled, like, quite a lot to do my work. And then my mum kind of introduced me into coming back into school. And ever since I've come back in, I've been able to do my work on time and get to know it and, like, properly do it. Whereas at home, I was, like, on and off and not really doing it. But being in school has really helped a lot. And I've been able to see friends and maybe do some things I don't really normally do, and make some more new friends.
Yeah, I mean, homeschooling is not the cakewalk that I think everybody thought it might be before all of this. And for you, seeing your friends, how important has that been?
It's been really strange because obviously after not seeing them for like a month or a few weeks, it's really just, you just want to go up to them and hug them and all this stuff. But obviously you like have to stay away and keep your distance and try and stuff, so it's very strange, but it's also really lovely seeing the people that you've not been able to see for a while.
And were you at all apprehensive before you went back into school? Was there any part of you that felt a bit scared about actually going back into school?
I wasn't really nervous, so I was just kind of a bit like, oh, I'm gonna have to actually do my work now to do it properly. But no, I was excited to come back and I was ready, so I was prepared for what I was gonna like have to do.
Yeah, so do you know what you're doing today? Are you clear on what it's going to be like?
Yeah, today, when we arrive at school, we get to see our tutor for a bit, and then we get to do three lessons to do our subjects for GCSE, so that'll be exciting, because I've not obviously met my teachers yet, because we don't actually know who they are.
Oh, wow. Okay, so this will be the first time you'll actually get to meet them properly.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really exciting. Have a great day. Have an excellent last and first amalgam, first and last day at school today, Annabelle. It's been a pleasure talking to you. I need to bring back in Mr. McKenzie because I've just realised something. You, sir, are an absolute genius.
Okay.
Because I've just realised you're bringing all the kids back on the last day. They need to bring in presents for the teacher on the last day, don't they?
I'm going to tell you that's not what it's about.
Are you sure? You're not just in need of a load more mugs?
No.
I believe you. Thousands wouldn't. Thank you. Thank you. Have a great day. Really good talking to you this morning. Thank you so much.
All right, Andrew.
Cheers now. That's Mr. McKenzie. Surely that's what that's all about. He just needs a load of apples. Maybe not. Sunday break.